Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The Daily 5-Question Trivia Game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question,
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
I like
that
music
one.
Music to my ears, boys.
I like that one. Katie
music
approves.
Music to my ears.
Playing this morning, Amy from Elk Grove. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So do you play Are You Smarter Than Katie with us in the morning?
I try to.
How well do you do?
About... Kevin said I'm not supposed to do worse than like 50-50, but about 50-50.
Okay, about 50-50.
What
okay.
do you mean he said you're not supposed to? Don't listen to him.
All right, Amy, do us a favor. Kick Katie out of her homemade studio, please.
All right, Katie, get out.
Okay.
Amy, you just need to get more questions right than Katie and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. Actors Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Garner were spotted together at a beach recently, but they might have been there just as friends. They've actually known each other for over 20 years when they starred in what espionage series that aired on ABC?
Alias.
Question two. Bud Light is giving either Detroit or Denver free beer, depending on which NFL kicker hits the longest field goal this season. What are the names of the teams that play in Detroit and Denver?
3 seconds.
Denver Broncos and I don't know the other one.
Okay.
All right.
Piston. I don't know.
Question three. Miley Cyrus announced she's ready to drop some new music on us. And this Thursday night at 9 o'clock right here on 106.5 The End, you're going to hear the Radio.com world premiere of her new song, Midnight Sky. Who is Miley Cyrus's ex-husband?
Oh, my God. He's the non-porn brother.
Wow. 3 seconds.
Liam three. Something.
Two.
I don't know.
One.
All right. Question four. On this day in 1846, the Smithsonian Institution, Smithsonian Institute was created after James Smithson died in 1829, leaving his estate to the United States. Which one of these is not a Smithsonian Museum located in Washington, D.C.? Air and Space, Postal Museum, Civil War Museum?
Postal.
I'm sorry?
Postal?
And question five. America's Got Talent judge Simon Cowell is recovering this morning after he underwent a 6-hour surgery after breaking his back in an e-bike accident over the weekend in L.A. He will miss some of America's Got Talent's episodes this week. Let's say Simon was traveling 15 miles per hour. How far could he travel in 4 hours?
That story's nuts, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Right, right.
15 miles.
Say your what? Answer again.
Wait, was it 15 or 50?
15, 1-5.
And in 4 miles, and in 4 hours?
Correct.
60 miles per hour.
Katie!
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 something interesting to tell you.
Oh, okay.
I, when I get up and leave my studio, Kevin has to text me to tell me to come back.
Sure.
Because it's not like I can hear you guys screaming for me because I take my headphones off.
Okay.
When I come back, sometimes I come back when Kevin's like, okay, we're on question four, so it doesn't take me too long.
Sure.
I can see you guys on Skype, but I can't hear you.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I can see happening when I know question five is going on?
Huh.
No talking.
Well, no, Gavin and I were chit-chatting away.
Mm-hmm. That is fascinating that we are able to talk without moving our lips.
I mean, I saw some not talking.
All right, Katie, you're going for your 403rd win today. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. Actors Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Garner were spotted together at a beach recently, but might have been there just as friends. They've actually known each other for over 20 years when they starred in what espionage series that aired on ABC?
Alias.
Yes.
Nobody watched it.
Question two. Bud Light is giving either Detroit or Denver free beer, depending on which NFL kicker hits the longest field goal this season. What are the names of the teams that play in Detroit and Denver?
The Lions and this is football?
Yes.
Broncos.
3 seconds.
Oh. Correct.
Wow, sports, you're such sports. A sport.
Sports.
Lions and Broncos. Question three. Miley Cyrus announced she's ready to drop some new music on us. And Thursday night, 9 o'clock, right here on 106.5 The End, you're going to hear the radio.com world premiere of her new song, Midnight Sky. Who is Miley Cyrus's ex-husband?
Liam Hemsworth.
Yes.
Doesn't it seem like Night Sky sounds like an eau de parfum?
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Or a candle from Bath & Body Works.
Mm-hmm. Question four. On this day in 1846, the Smithsonian Institute was created after James Smithson died in 1829, leaving his estate to the United States. Which one of these is not a Smithsonian Museum located in Washington, D.C.? Air and Space, Postal Museum, Civil War Museum.
Postal.
It's incorrect. It is the Civil War Museum.
Really?
He died before the Civil War.
That's correct. And by the way, in the Civil War Museum in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
It's really weird. To be fair, seems like he would have died before we went to space, though, right?
I mean, that's true also.
Air and space. That is also true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's really weird that the Civil War Museum is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, of all places.
And but didn't a lot of the Civil War happen in Pennsylvania?
No, just one battle. And that was as far north as the South Game. But it was a good one.
It was a good one. And question five. America's Got Talent judge Simon Cowell is recovering this morning after he underwent a six-hour surgery after breaking his back in an e-bike accident over the weekend in L.A. He's going to miss a few America's Got Talent episodes this week. Let's say Simon was traveling 15 miles per hour. How far could he travel in 4 hours?
Okay.
Because like I was saying, Rain, when I wasn't moving my lips.
70.
No.
What was the question?
If he was traveling 15 miles per hour, how far could he travel in 4 hours? 4 hours would be 60 miles.
15, 30, 45, 60.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did the mental math for you.
Kevin.
Oh.
Why move are you your talking?
Lips. Move your lips.
Move your lips when you talk, Kevin.
Yeah. I can talk without moving my lips.
Wow, you actually can. You're really good at that, Kevin.
Do that.
Thank you.
Do that again.
Yeah.
I like an angelicism.
We need to shoot like a...
Really?
That is crazy, Kevin. Great job.
I know. I'm pretty good at it, huh?
Wow. Yes. We need to shoot an Instagram video of this.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's like kind of scary because you're gritting your teeth and smiling really wide like you just did something really bad, but you don't want anybody to know.
Right.
Anyway, we got to shoot a video of that.
All right. Today's final score today. Amy, 2. Katie, 3.
Oh,
Katie
boy.
With the win.
Well, I don't feel good about it. I'm pretty sure I got my math question right, and everybody's just tricking me.
So. Of course, yeah. Logical. All right.
Okay, but does that not seem like something you guys would do, even if I was getting the math questions right, tell me I was getting them wrong because
we've been doing this.
Tell the difference.
We've been doing this for 10 years and we've never done that.
Right, never.
Well, what's as if that you're immune to starting something, a new way to pick on me?
That's a good point. That's a great point.
Yeah.
What a good idea, Katie.
We'll get with the Are You Smarter Than Katie committee and run by it as a suggestion in our next board meeting.
You are the Are You Smarter Than Katie committee.
All right. Her record, 403 wins, 73 losses. Amy, I am sorry. We love you for listening. Thank you so much. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.